This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and today is October 4th. It's been almost 2 years of the COVID pandemic, and businesses, entrepreneurs, employees, and everyone else have taken huge hits. With the vaccines, there's been strong, albeit slow recovery, and it's time to end the year on a very high note, and it's time to achieve as much as you can. As we close the year, it is time to finish strong. And there's no one better than Jeevan Sahadevan, founder of Leverage Lab, to show us step-by-step how we can finish strong in 2021. Of course, we always argue, Jeevan and I, is it 90 days or is it 89 days? But never mind. Here's my standard question. The system that you're about to coach, Jeevan, to finish strong, can anyone do this? Meaning, is it applicable for entrepreneurs, employees, parents, politicians? Tell me.
I think the politicians would love to apply it. But yes, it's applicable to anyone. I mean, anyone out there listening, you could be a stay-at-home mom, you're an entrepreneur, you're an employee, you're a manager, you're a CEO of a company. This is the system that I've put together. I've been doing this for years with my clients. Finish Strong is something I do every year towards the end of the year with clients, and it's a very powerful system. And it's also customizable, so you can customize it. But yes, anyone can apply it, and it's very exciting. So let's look at it like this. So I'll give you a little frame on how to actually see this. It's been 2 years, well, almost 2 years now of this whole COVID pandemic, and the damage has been pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. So much so that many people have reached the stage of what's known as learned helplessness. So, you know, they learn how to be helpless, actually. And, you know, what's needed at this point in time with this, given that so many people are in the stage of learned helplessness, is a pattern interrupt. You want to break this pattern. You want to interrupt this pattern. And you want to end the year on a very high note. And that's where Finish Strong comes in. So Finish Strong cleans up everything. So however your year was, whatever you've done in the beginning of the year, however much you messed up and you lost, this is the time to get it right. So this is the time you win. You win again. Now, you can finish strong, and you will. So all you got to do is just follow the system. It's so exciting. In fact, the way I designed it, it starts getting your brain secreting dopamine and all kinds of stuff. It's really exciting. And some of my clients go nuts with this stuff. They go absolutely nuts with it. So it's very simple. It's 5 steps. So you just do it. And I've done it in such a way you can customize it accordingly as well. Okay. And it's something which I feel that you should really – do it, not just you, do it with your friends, get your staff involved, get everybody involved. It's pretty powerful stuff.
I know that with your clients, you're giving them gold bars if they achieve it.
Yeah, you saw that.
Okay, now at which point on the calendar would be the best time to start the Finish Strong system? Is it 100 days, 90 days, 2 months? To me personally, okay. I think it should be 365 days lah.
So here's the thing. I mean, with my clients, the system that I do with my clients, we always start Finish Strong on the 23rd of September, which is exactly 100 days till the end of the year. But here's what I've noticed, because over the years, I've done this with so many people at different timelines. I've noticed this, that you can do it in any set of 70 days or more. Right. So you can do it, for example, on today, it's about roughly 89 days to the end of the year. So you can do a 90-day thing, a 100-day thing. You could do a 70-day thing, a 75-day, 85 days. So you can pick. But what I've noticed is if it's less than 70 days, say 60 days left, then you don't have enough time. You've got insufficient time to work the system. The system is made up of 5 steps. The time's insufficient. So the minimum is 70 days. So those listening, you still have time to get started. You've got time. And the very minimum is 70 days. And anything above 70 days is pretty good already.
If you're listening to this podcast at 69 days, this podcast will self-explode.
Self-destruct.
Just like Mission Impossible. So, you know, if you're listening to this at 69 days, just stop now. Just stop now.
If you're listening 5 days before the new year, you might as well just wait it out.
Just listen for next year's.
So there you go, you know. So get started immediately. So, my suggestion is, as those listening, is take the notes, get started, and then select your start time and count how many days you have till the end of the year. Till the end of the year, 31st of December, 2021, how many days do you have to count that so you know your start point, and then you follow the system. and the system will do the rest of the work.
So is it better to do this alone or with a few friends, you know, like heads of departments, you know, to run it with their departments?
So that's a good question. So for entrepreneurs or heads of departments, you're doing it with the department. That's excellent. You've got your goals and everything in place. But for an individual, if you're doing this, if you're going to select a friend, it's always better to have your journey with someone than on your own. It's always better. But there's a challenge with that as well, because here's the thing. Make sure you pick someone who does not see your goals as unachievable. Mm. The last thing you want is an accountability partner who can't even hold you accountable and who disagrees as to whether the goal's achievable or not. So as you see the system, so make sure the person you select, I think it's really nice and it's really good to do it with someone, because there's that inspiration of supporting each other all the way to the finish line. So I think it's really good. I mean, couples could do it. Friends could do it. So I think that's pretty powerful. It's just that it's got to be with people who can and support each other, especially with the goals. So and no part of the system is broken. It's a very simple system, but very, very powerful. And I keep refining it over the years. So it's just 5 steps. And this time I've gamified it. So it turned into a game. So it's pretty fun as well.
Okay, we'll go through the 5 steps in just a moment. And I will ask you at the end, what are some of the obstacles that people might face? But okay, let's start with the 5 steps.
So we'll keep
it hanging like normal.
Yeah, everyone's waiting. It's like, well, what are they? To be continued. So there you go. Okay, so let's kick it right in. Step one. So first step, the most important step, of course. Step one is select 5 goals. Now, there are 2 rules here when you select your 5. So 5 goals for you in the remaining, say, 90 days or 85 days or 70 days, whatever it is till 31st of December when you decide to start. So select 5 goals that you're going to smash. These are the 5 goals that you're going to finish strong with. Now, some people ask me, can they be personal goals? Yes, you can. Personal, work goals, business goals, whatever goals you want, but no more than 5. Because of the timeline given, we've got roughly 70 or 80 days or 85 days that you've got. So no more than 5 and no less than 3 or 4 even. Because then you don't get enough dopamine hits for you to stay motivated as well. So 5 goals. So select 5 goals. But here are the 2 rules. For the 5 goals. Now, if you break these 2 rules, these goals aren't going to work. The first rule is the goals have to be achievable in a given timeline.
Okay.
So in the given timeline that you've selected, these goals need to be achieved. You cannot pick a goal that requires 6 months to achieve. And when your timeline is 75 days, if you've given yourself 75 days to finish strong, then this goal must be achievable in those 75 days with you doing a lot of work. Second rule is, you must be deeply committed to achieving this goal. Do not pick a goal you're not deeply committed. So I'll give you an example. There was this one client. This guy says, I want to lose 20 kgs. I was like, okay, that's great. So I said, in 100 days, I'm going to lose 20 kgs. I said, okay, do you know what that looks like? He says, what do you mean? I said, well, you're going to have steamed chicken. You're going to cut down on your carbs like crazy. You're going to work out 4 to 5 times a week. He says, yeah, but I want my banana leaf. Saturdays and Sundays. I'm like, so there you go, you know. I said, look, so you know, maybe you don't want to go for 20 kgs. Doesn't look like something you're committed to. So I said, but I like rice and I like curries and all that. So I said, maybe go for 8. Just go for 8 kg. He said, yeah, that's very workable.
So priorities, okay, priorities. Banana leaf is important.
There you go, man. Banana leaf is important. Tangiri fish and everything. So this is the thing. You gotta be very real. I mean, you're gonna finish strong. It's been a mess of 2 years with all the COVID damage. And you know, here's the thing, enough of all that COVID stuff and everything, because it's put so many people into such a place where they feel, hey, you know, this whole learn helplessness thing is coming in. So this is it. This is the time you end the year on a super high note, you finish very, very strong, and you enter 2022, a very powerful person. So what do you want to do? What are the 5 goals that will change you? So goals, when you set goals, remember this, it's not about the goal, it's about who you become. Whenever you set a goal, it's about who you become. You're becoming a different person in order to achieve that goal. That's really what you want. So you're redesigning your character for 2022. So by doing Finish Strong, you're redesigning your character. And that's what happens with my clients. Every year we do it, and they completely change the way they do life, the way they do work as they enter into the new year. So it's pretty powerful. So step one, select 5 goals And examples of goals, make sure these are goals you can measure. Yeah. So these are like, it could be revenue goals, it could be fitness goals, it could be profit goals, it can be numbers of customers goals, it can be number of leads goals, whatever that is that you can easily measure. Don't pick a goal that you can't measure, like, I want to be happier. You know, how do you measure that? You can't measure that. So, you know, how do you know how many percent happy are you right now? So that's step one. Now comes the big one, step two.
Cool, step two, hold that thought. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Jeevan Sayadevan from Leverage Lab, stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Jeevan Sayadevan, and it is very close to 2022. And we're talking about the powerful steps to finish strong in 2021. We started with the first step, and now we're on to our second step. Jeevan.
Okay, so the first step was select five goals and goals that are achievable and that you're committed to. Step two is select five rituals you will do daily. Now, these rituals must do two things, one of two things. Either they directly contribute to the achieving of your goal, or they indirectly contribute to the achieving of your goal. So the rituals are in the direction of your goals. You select five rituals that you will do daily. The same five every single week, you're going to do it. So example could be, so one of my clients is doing 10 telemarketing calls a day, one of his rituals. Another person is going for a 30-minute run every day. So it depends what the goal is. So these rituals, I mean, these are rituals that you're going to run, and you're getting your brain into this very intense habit-forming mode that you're going down. So you select these five very good rituals, whether telemarketing calls, it could be one, for example, they can be aggressive as well, like one Facebook video a day. So right. that's a powerful ritual. You could have another one, which you could have a Facebook advertisement a day or an Instagram ad a day, whatever the rituals are. So step two is you're selecting five rituals that you will do daily. Every day you're going to do this. You select five rituals. Now, again, you don't want to go too many here because you can't cope and in the given timeline. You don't want to pick 10 rituals. You know, you can't cope. I've had a time in Finish Strong when I got my clients selecting 10 rituals, and many people got burnt out by November or December. So the sweet spots are, it's around here. It's about five-ish. So five rituals, you can push it a little bit to six if you want. But stay within the zone. So you select five rituals. Now, don't just pick rituals, and don't just name things that you're already doing that is meaningless towards the goals. For example, don't say, I'm going to brush my teeth. No, you're already doing that. So don't pick that. But you can pick rituals that can have a huge impact on you. For example, a 20-minute meditation and visualization daily. Mm-hmm. That can change everything. Meditation can calm you down. It can reduce your cortisol. Visualization, when you see your goals every single day on a daily basis, your subconscious mind gets to work and it starts producing all kinds of information for you to act on. So this is step two. It's pretty powerful. You select five rituals that you will work on daily. So that's step two. Then we come to step three.
Before that, you know, it's very interesting you talk about rituals, right? And how these are habit forming. And it's great. Then later on, it will become a habit. And maybe the word habit and rituals right. People don't like, but these are things that we need to do daily, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want to remember that you want to achieve success on as much autopilot as you can.
Right.
And that's why these things are so powerful. And if you look at any area in your life where you have success, there's a hidden ritual there. For example, dental health. You've got good dental health because you're brushing your teeth twice a day every day. You see, so there you go. So let's get to step three. Now, step three is weekly planning. So this is your 6+1. So this is a very important step. Step three is weekly planning. So what this means is simply this. Now, how it works is a 6+1. So the rituals, it's all about the rituals. So the rituals, there are 6 on days and 1 off day. So this is very important. So 6 days, you go hard in the ritual. So you do all the rituals 6, and the off day can be any. It doesn't have to be a Sunday. The off day could be on a Wednesday. But on the off day, there are two things you don't do. One, you don't do the rituals at all. So you completely switch off. You get a complete break from the rituals. And second, for the entrepreneurs out there, the business owners, you don't do any work as well. You switch off from work. Now, of course, like I said, you could move the off day to whichever day you want. And this is how it works. It's full engagement and it's full disengagement. So you're fully engaged and you're fully disengaged. This is very important because the off day actually gives you that break which is needed. So we've had cases in the previous many years back when I did Finish Strong where there were no off days. And that was very difficult on my clients. So learning from that, we introduced off days. And off days has produced a lot of success. So you want to plan. So hence weekly planning, because you want to plan it out. What are the days that, and what are you going to do every week? So think of it in terms of, you calculate how many days you have till the end of the year, when you've decided to do your Finish Strong, calculate how many days and how many weeks you have. Assuming, say you've got a certain number of weeks that you've focused on. Now, each of those weeks becomes a set. It's the first set, second set, third set. Now, for each set, you want to plan it out. So what are the things? Which is going to be the off day? So for instance, let's say you want to do a keto diet. Let's say, for example, so 6 days of keto, 1 day off. And you can go crazy on that off day. Eat whatever you want, have all the cheesecake you want. So you see, that's how step three works. It's a 6+1. 6 days on, 1 day off. So this is a very important step. So you know your rituals, you can take that off day so you can go hard. You can go very hard on the rituals and then you bang, the off day comes along. But this could also mean you may be working on some Sundays or some Saturdays if your off day is on a Wednesday. Yeah, so that's step three. Now comes the interesting step, step four. This is scoring. So step four is scoring. So I've gamified Finish Strong by turning into a game so you get to score. So here's the scoring process. So the scoring process is very, very simple. Every day that you have done at least 3 and above rituals, so you've done 3 rituals, 4 or 5, you get 1 point. So let's say you've taken Finish Strong for, let's say, 80 days. Okay, you've done 80 days. Now, every day that you've done at least 3 or more rituals, you get 1 point. On the off day, if you've actually taken the off day, it's the reverse. If you've actually taken the off day, you get 1 point. If you didn't take the off day and you happen to do some rituals, you get 0. Oh. If you got less than 3 rituals done on any given day, you get a 0. So let's say you only did 1 or 2 rituals, then you get a 0. So if you're doing an 80-day Finish Strong, then you need 80 points. You want to get those 80 points. But this is important. So the scoring is where the whole thing becomes a game. So that's step four. So step four is the scoring. So remember, 3 rituals and above is 1 point. An off day that is taken without the rituals is also 1 point. But if you don't take the off day, you do rituals on the off day, immediately you lose. It's 0 points. So the maximum you can win on, say, an 80-day Finish Strong is 80 points. Maximum you can win on 70 days is 70 points, so on. So the scoring is very important, which now brings me to step five. How do you win? Step five is 70% to win. You got to get 70%. So, for example, what does that look like? For a 100-day Finish Strong, 70% is 70 points. For a 90-day Finish Strong, it's 63 points. For an 80-day Finish Strong, it's 56 points. And for a 70-day Finish Strong, it's 49 points. So if you're on an 80-day Finish Strong, then you've got to get 56 points to win, which means you've got a buffer. You've got a buffer of 30% to mess up. You've got 24 days to screw up. So you know, but here's the thing. Don't think that's a lot of days, because it's easy to win and it's easy not to win. Example, Frida. Can anyone on earth, anywhere on the planet, do 5 push-ups?
Can.
Yeah, pretty much. So why don't they do it? Because it's easy not to do. It's easy to do and it's easy not to do. And that's the same with Finish Strong. You know, it's easy to win and it's easy not to win. You can very easily, if you say, hey, yeah, I've got 24 days buffer, well, I can just mess up here and there. Well, hang on. Every day is 1 point only. And, you know, you could easily lose a point. If suddenly today you only manage 2 rituals, you've lost a point. And if suddenly you've managed to do only 1 ritual because you lost the point, and you urgently need to do some work on an off day, you've lost the point. So this all adds up, and this is important. So you've got 70% to win. As long as you've hit 70%, you've won.
Okay.
So for example, for an 80-day Finish Strong, the minute you've hit 56 days, you've won 50. You've won already. You can either end it or you can continue till the end of the year.
Okay. So what's the reward, right? I know if you're your client, they get a gold bar.
Yeah, so with my clients, you saw that Facebook post. So that's interesting. So all my clients, my one-to-one coaching clients who are on my 100-day finish strong. So they've got a goal bar waiting for them. For those of them who win, there's this small little goal bar. It's a fun thing. I do it as a fun thing. So each client gets to win this goal bar. They're pretty excited because their name is on it. So they've got to win it. But there's a catch as well. So whatever reward that you plan to give yourself, you've got to give it away if you don't win. So for example, if you decided to take a three-day, two-night trip to Langkawi, that's going to be about 5,000 ringgit, that's got to go away. You've got to give it away to somebody else. That's the reward that disappears if you lose. So that's got to be pain involved. Otherwise, you're not going to bother. You're like, oh, gosh. And this is the thing. You've got to pay at first. Like the gold bars, guess what? I've already bought everything. I bought them all in advance. So the clients know. I took photographs. I put it in. Everyone's like, oh, gosh, it's already ready. It's there waiting for you. So you've got to win it. You've got to win it. You know, you don't just get it. You've got to win it. So this is the thing, you know, with Finish Strong, the game is you give yourself an amazing reward, but you get to lose that reward as well.
Right.
So that's into like one of my clients was saying he's going to give himself a personal reward or so for the iPhone 13. I said, wow. Isn't that fun? You know, hit it. Yeah. Feel free to give it to anybody else out there. Frida might want it, you know, you can give it to Frida. But I told him, I said, don't tell people that this deal because then they'll be really going to lose. So you really don't want to do that. You just quietly know that this is your reward and pick a person you're going to give it to. But and the thing is, it's even better if you pick someone you find annoying that you'll give it to. Then you absolutely don't want to lose. Pick someone you absolutely can't stand and you find totally annoying, and that's the person who's going to get it if you lose.
Okay. So, all right. So I have to ask this question, right? You know, what are some of the biggest obstacles you see that can derail someone from finishing?
So many people get really pumped up whenever we start Finish Strong and they push like a bullet, but then bam, here comes obstacles, a couple of obstacles. So here's one, a really, really, really big one, which no one sees because it's so easy to miss this. And that is not doing step three, the weekly planning. Not doing that is such a big obstacle because often people overestimate what they can do and then realize, whoops, too many things have come in the way and they mess it up. So the other thing is you don't need to plan too many weeks in advance. You can just plan one or two sets, 1 or 2 weeks. That's enough, you know. But the thing is this, that is a major obstacle, not planning the weeks. That can really mess you up. That's one. The second is ongoing motivation. You need to have your whatever motivates you. For some people, it's music. Some people it's YouTube videos. Some people it's friends they can talk to. You need to have that motivation in your life as well because some people just dry up. You know, they get really depressed. There's no one. If you're doing this journey alone and nobody even knows you're doing it, you're doing it on your own, you really do want to have set up some ongoing motivation. And whether it's involving people or videos or books or milestones where you buy yourself presents, you want to do that because it gets you going. It gets you hitting on all those important hormones like dopamine, serotonin, and things like that. So that's the second obstacle, you know, not having some ongoing motivation. A third obstacle I often find, which is interesting, an interesting one is being vague. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're vague about anything, like say, I'm going to do some telemarketing next week. Well, what does that mean? Are you going to do 10 calls, 20 calls, 30 calls? I'm going to do some social media branding work. What does that even mean? You see, people love to throw very generalized statements. And the danger with that is many are just so used to like, I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to eat healthy. What is eat clean? What is eat healthy? Mm. So you can't be vague because the brain doesn't really know where to go. So you need to be very specific in things you want. And this is very good training because the more specific you are, you're training yourself to be very decision-oriented and you're not drifting. Otherwise, you just drift everywhere. So these are some of the major obstacles that can get in the way, you know. And of course, one of the really big ones is telling too many people your goals and what you're going to do because of the discouragement that comes your way. Sometimes you must understand this. People are not bad people when they discourage you. They don't discourage you because they don't want you to succeed. But I've noticed more often than not, they discourage you because they feel they can't do it. It's coming from the depth of their heart and soul, you know, nothing to do with you. In fact, it's not even about you. It's about them. And you tell someone, say, I'm going to go get for instance, I'm going to make 5 million in revenues. And that person feels his business, he can't do 5 million revenues. He'll discourage you. And it's not because she thinks you can't, but she feels he can't. It's very funny, you know, but discouragement, often its source is in the person feeling they can't do something. So right. It's better not to share. If you're going to share your goals with people, share with people bigger than you. Share with people who have goals way bigger than yours and who are used to achieving big. Then they will encourage you. These are kind of people who would encourage you. So that's okay. So these are some of the potential obstacles. You want to keep your eye on it. And here's the thing, you know, don't wait too long to start. That's another obstacle. Some people just take too long. They're like, okay, I'm going to start. When shall I start? And they find that ideal day, that ideal date. Now just start. As soon as you heard the podcast, start the next day. You know, count how many days there is. Start the next day. Calculate your 70% to win. Mm. What is 70% of the days you have left? And so you know what is the winning point.
Right.
So you know how much margin of error you have as well. It's so much fun. This game is extremely fun. And make sure you got the reward in place. Make sure you got the person you're going to give it to if you fail. You know, so that'll make sure you don't fail. It's a great fun. It's just 5 steps. And guess what? You will finish strong. You will finish very strong in Atlanta 2022. A very powerful person and ready for the year. You're game on and you're ready.
Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab. He'll be joining us again the first Monday of November. So yes, finish strong for 2021. You've got about 90 days thereabouts. So go ahead and do that. You've been listening to Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.